We're about to go into the bowels of a hot, sticky, South American-like jungle, deep in the heart of Lausanne. I'm here at the Loft Club with our main man of the evening, Michel Kleiss, who's due to play his set later on tonight. After listening to your music and your sets, people are often surprised to learn that you're not from Colombia or Brazil, but you're from Switzerland. I mean, so does that mean you don't have any Latino blood?
No. No, actually, my girlfriend is an half Colombian, but and I'm from Lugano, and I have two Italian grandmother, which does not mean that that I'm from Latin America. But
strong connection.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a strong connection, but I think sometimes, you know, it's like it's just about what you love in the music. Actually, I like a lot of different style of music. I listen to a lot of rock, funk, soul, Latin music, Latin jazz, you know, like stuff like Eddie Palmieri, New York and jazz, these kind of things. And ethno stuff too.
I read somewhere that before becoming a DJ producer, you wanted to become a baker, and that you actually worked as a psychologist. Do you still work as a psychologist?
Yeah, I still work as a psychologist once a week, and just for the fun. And that's a joke, of course. You know, it's very interesting. I did that for now something like 15 years in my life, and there is something very individual in the music. You know, you are in your studio, okay, you are in the club sharing vibrations with the people or the crowd, but there is something really selfish. And with my other job, I had to use my brain in a different way, and this is good for me.
You exploded on the dance scene back in 2009 with your track La Mezcla, yeah, which was picked up by DJs like Pete Tong and others, and then spread like wildfire. How did this change your life and career as a musician?
It changed. it changed not only my career, because I didn't have a career before that. I was just doing music for the pleasure. And as I said, it was really an accident, because I was playing basketball when I was when I was younger. And at one point I had a big accident to my knee, and I had to stay home 3 months. And when the doctor told me that, I was like, shit, I will become crazy, you know? So I start, I bought a sampler, and I start to do some music. And it was always for the pleasure. I tell you, I never thought to maybe earn my life with music. I was my only goal was to have pleasure, and sometimes it was people was joking with me, why do you go to the studio? Yeah, but it's just for pleasure. Right? Some people couldn't understand that it was only for pleasure. And at the end of the history, this pleasure became my work. So, and quite late. So, yeah, it's a beautiful story, you know.
last year, you did an amazing remix of the track Panamericana for Gotam Project, and to mix up tango and electronic music. How did you approach such a track to make it your own?
I'm happy because you speak about this remix, because a lot of people do not know this remix. Yes, just because because when you work for majors and you do remixes for majors, there is not the same distribution for this kind of music compared to smaller labels, but in the underground that knows the distribution and all that. So I have the impression that the Gotam Project was like a shadow, you know, like something like nobody knows it. And I still play it because nobody knows it. And when I played it, it's like fire. So I'm really happy with that.
You also collaborated with one of my favourite singers last year, Tracy Thorn. Why Does the Wind? What was it like working with her?
So I tell you the truth. I know Ben Watt, which is the other middle of Everything But the Girl. But I don't know Tracy. I just had her voice in my studio. When I was working on the mix, and I tell you, when I had the a cappella in my computer, I was like a child, because listening to the a cappella for I don't know how many times, and I was like, okay, I'm remixing Tracy Thorn, which is for me one of the a very special artist, one of the best singer ever.
No.
Lausanne, the Swiss house techno scene, I mean, who else should we be looking out for?
Switzerland is not a big country, but there is some good producer and some good DJs. I speak about Luciano. There is Lewandowski, Mirko Loco, Ripperton, and maybe I forget, surely I forget someone. Yeah, D-Tron, Salvatore Freda, which is good too. There is a lot, well, Salvatore Freda is Italian, but he lives in Switzerland.
Okay. And just a last question. After Lausanne, you're straight off to Ibiza this weekend, where you're going to be playing with Cadenza label mates, the Vagabundos, at Pacha. And this year you have an amazing lineup with different people, Moody Man, Carl Craig, Luciano, Pepe Brado. For somebody who's not a DJ, what's it like playing before an audience at Pacha?
Yeah, that will be big. It's always, you know, I started last year to play there, and it's a very special place for me. 3,000 people, it's a lot of people. And when you stop your set and they are like screaming with the end in the air, it's really, really special. It's a really special kind of feeling. So I love it.